They called it fate. A silence stitched into my story long before I learned to speak. Long before I even knew what dreams were. I was told which ones I could never have. We all are born into the world that gifts, some with wings and others with shackles. Painted in the colors of tradition, caste, gender and privilege. But what if I told you that I was once believed to those shackles too? I did. I thought being small, unheard, unseen was just how life was supposed to be. That the life trembling inside me was meant to remain just that, a trembling. But life has a strange way of lighting fires in the places we thought were frozen. For me, it was look in the mirror one morning, eyes tired, face lean, but there was something burning quietly, a question louder, all the world's noises. Why not me? Why not my voices? Why not my art? Why not my freedom to choose who I become? And that question was the beginning of a revolution. Not outside, but within. I began to read, to learn, to break brick by brick the walls built around my world. Even pages I turned was a protest. Every truth I uncovered, a crack in the ceiling. And in the silence I once feared, I heard the echoes of millions. Of girls taught to be quiet, of boys told not to cry, of castes denied dignity, of voices shallowed whole by society's machinery. I realized that wasn't just my battle, it was ours. From the child on the street scribbling dreams on dust, to the girl with pains in her eyes and no gallery to show in it. From the boy who dances when no one is watching, to a woman speaking truth in boardrooms that never wanted her. We all are waiting and writing a history that refuses to repeat itself. And so I chose expression in poems, in paintings, in late-night monologues to the stars. I chose to turn pain into protest and protest into purpose. Because I've seen what happens when one voice rises. It doesn't just speak, it awakens. It calls out to others, hey, you're not alone. It becomes a lighthouse, not a guide ship, but to guide souls home to themselves. And now I ask you, what chains are you still calling jewelry? What prison have you decorated to feel like comfort? What dreams have you buried just to make others comfortable? Unbury it. This world has enough repetition. It needs rebellion. Not the kind that burns cities, but the kind that rebuilds lives. I speak today not because I am the loudest, but because I know how it feels to be silent. I know how it feels to be overlooked, to be the other, to be reduced to a labor, a number, a name without a story. So choose, even when your voice shakes, even when your art is messy, even when the world laughs, choose to create, to rise, to be you.